Good morning. It's Friday morning, my 60-second audiobook, and I am at my normal place for doing my recordings, but not on my normal equipment. Mostly at home, I prefer to use my laptop to do the audiobooks. I have used my phone when I have been out and about, but for some reason, it seems to cut off halfway through the recordings quite frequently, and it also uploads very slowly. So it's really my second choice way to do it. This morning, however, I've been having problems with the phone line to the house, and the BT man is there to fix things, but in order to make the phone line work, the internet is not working either in the meantime. And for a little moment, I thought, oh, it's going to make it too hard or inconvenient to do the audiobook today, which is a pity because I'm trying to get back into this regular pattern. And then I thought, really, that was just a bit of an excuse. And so I'd try to make it on the iPhone instead. And it made me wonder what else I'm avoiding because the circumstances aren't just quite ideal, and whether I'm using excuses that aren't really proper cast iron excuses. They're not really stopping me from doing the thing. They're just things that make the task a little bit less convenient, or there are other little secondary tasks that need to be completed before the main job can be done, and so that's putting me off. So that's really what I've been thinking, based on nearly not doing the audiobook. Which other things am I not doing that actually I could quite easily get on with? So that's just my little thought for today. I won't make it too long in case the phone cuts it off halfway and I have to start again. And well, it's never that great if you have to keep redoing the audiobook. The whole point is that it should be nice and quick and immediate, and when it's done, it's done. Anyway, thanks very much for listening in. Hope you'll come and listen in another time, and hope you have a great weekend wherever you are. Bye bye.